Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, everybody. Hallelujah. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we're going to rejoice and be glad in it. Hallelujah. Amen. This is the Sunshine of Faith International Ministries, Church Number 2 Incorporated in Lakeland, Florida. Hallelujah. Amen. And we are, amen, so excited to be with you on today. Hallelujah. We are part of the great organization, the Sunshine of Faith International Ministries Incorporated, headquartered in Baltimore, Maryland. Hallelujah. Under the leadership of the Holy Ghost. Amen. And our leader, Chief Apostle Dr. Mary F. Ogburn. Amen. We bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. For the great woman of God. Amen. And we honor our God on today. Hallelujah. We honor our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ and the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. We honor. Amen. Amen. The great woman of God, my wife, co-pastor Rhonda White. Amen. The co-pastor of the Sunshine of Faith International Ministries, number 2, Lakeland, Florida. Amen. And I am Pastor Terry White. Amen. And we are blessed, amen, to just lift up the name of Jesus on today. We are honoring each and every one that's standing with Apostle Ogburn. We bless the Lord for Sister Pastor Mary Williams, Elder James, and Minister Yvette Smith, and all the number one church, amen, each and every one of the members and congregants there. Praise God. We bless the Lord. All the number two church, we thank God for our deacons and evangelists, prophets, youth, families, amen. And all of you that are tuned in, wherever you are in this world today, we bless the Lord. Hallelujah. And we want to let you know that God has got something special for you. Hallelujah. Amen. God is, amen. He is timely. He, amen. He created it. Yes. Mm-hmm. Amen. Hallelujah. And he is wonderful. Amen. His wonders to be performed. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. And we bless the Lord. Hallelujah. For the word of God today to give you a boost, to encourage your heart. Amen. Hallelujah. From 2 Peter, amen, 3 and 8. 2 Peter 3 and 8 on today, amen. It's a wonderful passage of scripture, praise God, hallelujah. See, God is timely, and he created it. It comes from him, amen. And, of course, he lives beyond its constraints, so you don't have to worry about, hallelujah, God being able to reach you wherever you are, whatever your circumstance or situation, hallelujah. He created time for us, and he is such a timely God, amen. He is so wonderful. He is awesome, and he is the God of the universe, praise God, and he is intentional about his children, hallelujah, amen. 2 Peter, amen. A wonderful passage, Trippy, 5, amen, and 8, hallelujah, I'm sorry, 2 Peter 3 and 8, excuse me, amen, 2 Peter 3, amen, and 8, and the word of God reads, but beloved, be not ignorant of this one thing, that one day is with the Lord as a thousand years, and a thousand years as one day. The Lord is not slack concerning his promises, as some men count slackness, hallelujah, but is long-suffering to usward, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance, hallelujah, amen. Now remember, hallelujah, amen, beloved, be not ignorant, don't be God is making this, amen, something that we can know. Hallelujah. everybody that wants to know can know this, that if God has promised you something, hallelujah, God has promised you, hallelujah, he's given his word to you, he has spoken to your spirit, amen, he's used his people, hallelujah, his children, men, women of God, hallelujah, that have spoken a word of knowledge, a word of wisdom into your life, hallelujah, you better believe, hallelujah, that God is intentional, he's well able to perform it, and he is not slack, good God Almighty, concerning his promises. As we open up with, amen, God is timely, praise God. So he's going to be right on time. He's going to come in. He's going to step right into your situation. Because, see, God lives beyond time, so there is no time constraint on him. Hallelujah. There is no constraint as we see time, praise God. God, amen, created time for us to live in. Hallelujah. Amen. So we would have an ability, hallelujah, to just contemplate how good he is, amen, through the course of time. Hallelujah. From him, of course, we get everything that we need. Hallelujah. So God wants to touch you today. Hallelujah. Be encouraged. God wants to touch you, and especially you today. He wants to move in your circumstance, in your situation right now. Hallelujah. 2 Corinthians 6:2. God is gracious enough to listen to us, and he gave us the day of favor. Hallelujah. Amen. And salvation. Hallelujah. I mean, isn't that wonderful? Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Think about it now. Amen. The word of God. Amen. Letting us know that God has done this marvelous thing toward us. Amen. And we see it clearly stated in 2 Corinthians. Praise God. Hallelujah. We bless the Lord for our good God. Amen. Amen. And I tell you what, it's a wonderful thing. Amen. 2 Corinthians 6. Praise God. Amen. Read it when you have an opportunity. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. You can. Amen. Believe, amen, hallelujah, that God is looking to do wonderful things for you and for all of us. Hallelujah. Amen. Whatever your circumstance is, amen. Let's read it again. Amen. 2 Corinthians, amen, chapter 6, verse 2. For he said, I have heard thee in a time accepted, and in the day of salvation, I have secured thee. Behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. Hallelujah. Remember now, God is gracious enough to listen to us. He's heard us. And he, oh, good God Almighty, he gave us the day of favor and of salvation. Hallelujah. So remember, your circumstance is not too big. Hallelujah. Amen. God, amen, is not so far off, amen, that he can't get to you. He can step right into time, and he has no constraints. Hallelujah. There's nothing that can stop him, praise God, hallelujah, from coming to your rescue. Amen. He's made you a promise. Hallelujah. He told you he would be there for you. Amen. And he certainly will. I'm a living testimony. Praise God. Hallelujah, my family, we are living testimonies. Amen. My wife, my children, hallelujah, my sisters, my nephew. Amen. We are living testimonies of the goodness of God. Hallelujah. Amen. And I'm here to tell you today, saints of God, be encouraged. Hallelujah. Don't give up now. Praise God. Hallelujah. Because God is not constrained by time. Hallelujah. He can step right into your situation and he'll move for you. Hallelujah. Cancer, it doesn't matter. God can and he will. He promised you, hallelujah, that he'll be right there. Amen. God Almighty. I remember the songwriter wrote a song many years ago and says, amen. Hallelujah. Sometimes God calms the storm. The other times he calms his child. Hallelujah. Amen. Good God Almighty. So God may allow, amen, hallelujah, the mighty move of his hand to move that storm and calm it, hallelujah. Or he might allow that storm to continue to rage, but he'll give you peace that passes all understanding, hallelujah, amen, in the midst of that storm, in the midst of that battle. And remember, hallelujah, be of good cheer. Jesus, hallelujah, our Savior, our kinsman redeemer, has overcome the world. Hallelujah. So you can count on Jesus. Hallelujah. You can count on him for his goodness, his grace, his mercy to come through for you when you need it. You just heard the word of God declare amen in your hearing on today. Praise God. Amen. 2 Peter 3:8. Praise God. Amen. God, hallelujah, amen, has given us, hallelujah, amen, just wonderful, wonderful blessings in his name. He's not constrained by time. Amen. And he is able to step right into your situation. 2 Corinthians 6:2. God is gracious enough. Amen. He's heard us in an acceptable time. Hallelujah. Amen. And he's given us the day of salvation and the day of his favor. Hallelujah. Amen. Think of that now. Hallelujah. God has given you the day of salvation and the day of his favor. That day of his favor is to touch you when your situations come. Hallelujah. That he didn't just bring you to salvation and drop you off right there. Amen. That would be a blessing. Hallelujah. It's a blessing to be saved. Hallelujah. But God says, I want you whole. I want you complete. Hallelujah. So when you're hurting, he's there. Hallelujah. Good God Almighty, he hears your cry. When you're sick, amen, hallelujah, don't understand what's going on, hallelujah. When the job, amen, seems like nothing is working out on the job, hallelujah. And in the business, amen, seems like everything is crashing down and nothing is going right in the business, in your family, in your marriage, whatever it is. Good God Almighty, he's giving you, hallelujah, he's heard you. And he's giving you the day of salvation, amen, and the day of favor and blessing. Hallelujah. Amen. So hold on to those scriptures. Hold on to the word of God. Stand fast in the mighty name of Jesus. Hold on to his unchanging hand. He will be right there for you. Yes, we will go through trials, situations, circumstances, but he will be right there for you. Amen. His favor. Hallelujah. It is unmerited, but it is a blessing. Hallelujah. Amen. A great woman of God, Apostle Pastor Nettie Durr, used to say to us all the time, amen. Blessed be the name of the Lord for bringing her home to him. Amen. She used to say, hallelujah, favor is better than money. Hallelujah. And when you've got God's favor, amen, hallelujah, he will, you will gain favor with God and with man, just like Jesus did. Amen. Hallelujah. The Bible records in Luke, amen, 2:49. Amen. Hallelujah. When he told his parents, would you not that I be about my father's business? And but it said, the Bible said that he humbled himself, amen, and went on, good God Almighty, with his parents at that time, amen, because as he was manifest into the earth at that point, he was still in earthly sense, amen, a little boy, even though he was fully God. Hallelujah. Amen. And the Bible says that he, amen, gained favor with God and with man. Hallelujah. With the Father and with man. He grew in favor, and you can do the same. Amen. You can grow in favor with God and with man. When you have God's favor on your life, hallelujah, when you have the day of salvation and God has heard you in an acceptable time, amen, hallelujah, to answer you, good God Almighty, amen, and he will give you the strength to go through what you have to go through, amen, and you will be blessed, hallelujah, amen. This is the Sunshine of Faith International Ministries. Amen. I'm Pastor Terry White, pastor of the number 2 church Amen. Remember, our headquarters church is in Baltimore, Maryland, Sunshine of Faith International Ministries, Hallelujah, Incorporated, Baltimore, Maryland. Our chief apostle is Dr. Mary F. Ogburn. Praise God. And you, amen, are welcome to join them. If you're in the Washington, D.C., Maryland, Virginia area, join them in services. Amen. Praise God. Amen. And we just bless the Lord. We want to real quickly give you some information that will help you to contact, amen, our number one church. Praise God. Amen. You can contact Dr. Mary F. Ogburn at 301-732-0461. That's 301-732-0461. That's Dr. Mary F. Ogburn. Amen. And you can get counseling. She is a licensed counselor. Amen. Licensed to counsel, family counsel, and children, everyone. Amen. Reach out to the woman of God. Amen. Also, you can contact me, Pastor Terry White, Sunshine of Faith International Ministries, number 2 church, Lakeland, Florida. Praise God. At P.O. Box 8032, Lakeland, Florida, 33801. That's 8032, P.O. Box 8032, Lakeland, Florida, 33801. You won't regret it. Send your prayer request. I'd love to pray with you, as well as Dr. Ogburn. She would love to pray with you. Give her a call. We can get all the information to you on what you need to do to be a part of the move of God in this part of the body of Christ in Sunshine of Faith. You can write to us and send your partnership offering. Praise God, 8032 Lakeland, Florida, 33801. You won't regret it. Amen. Partner with the ministry that's on the move for God. Amen. Praise God. And we just bless the Lord for each and every one. Thank God for you. Amen. And we want to say to you, as our apostle always says, Jesus love you, and so do we. And we'll see you when we see you. Bye-bye.